The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Before we jump into today's episode, we wanted to ask a favour. If you love the show and want to show your support, please hit that subscribe or follow button wherever you may be listening. It helps us out more than you know.
And whilst we've got you, please come and join our lovely Facebook group if you haven't already. The link for the group is in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon. Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show.
Welcome to Friday's Epilogue Show, where we're taking another dive into the Zoe app. But first,
review of the week.
I love this review.
We've actually got a review.
That's my review of the review. I love this review. I like Lauren all, M. London.
I like all our reviews. I thought that's who wrote the review, and then I realised you were naming yourself.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
Okay. It's actually from Angie.
It is.
And she says, it's called Bedtime Besties. I've had a couple of very tough years. I lost both my parents and had lots of other difficult issues to deal with. You two gorgeous girls have been my comfort and little piece of joy. I snuggle up and listen to your funny and informative conversations and feel like you're my besties, helping me to relax and go to sleep with a smile on my face. Love you and think you're amazing. Angie.
Oh, Angie.
Angie, that's so nice. I love that she thinks of us as her besties.
Me too. And I'm happy to be her bestie.
Yeah, me too. You're welcome to the gang, Angie.
So thank you very, very much for taking the time to write that review.
And please, if you do love the show, do keep those reviews coming in. They really do help us out, don't they?
They do.
So how are you getting on with the Zoe app, Lauren Mishcon? Are you, Lauren M from London, are you still doing it?
I'm very aware now of the foods, of the things that are good for me.
But are you still doing it?
Yes, but not religiously.
Okay, we'll take that.
So, e.g., when I have a bit of seeded sourdough, bread of choice, I will think, am I going to put butter and Marmite on this? No, that's not good for my blood spike. I'm going to put almond butter on because that brings my spike right down. So I'm mindful of it.
I think those little tips are hugely helpful.
Yeah.
And they're so mild and slight, aren't they? They don't take anything, exactly that. Like now in my porridge, I always just put like a handful of seeds and nuts in because I know it brings my numbers right up.
And that takes nothing away from you. Not any pleasure, not any food, not any portion size, not thinking about calories. All it's doing is just making the meal better for your own biology.
Yeah.
Which is actually brilliant.
And I'm just more aware of putting more plants. So like I had a pita bread this morning with some tuna. Mm-hmm. I put just loads of veggies in it.
Yeah.
More than I normally would because I would have been lazy. But actually, I just knew that the more I put in, the better I'm going to feel. And I'm feeling a lot better.
Are you?
Yeah, I feel a lot. My energy levels are much better than they were.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I actually feel really lucky that we were allowed to test this out because there's a waiting list and a lot of people want to get on it and haven't. So,
and it's really expensive as well. So I was so excited that we got this opportunity. So thank you again to Zoe. We are delighted that we've been your little testing bunnies. Have you asked our community what they think of the Zoe app? Have they been trying it?
I sure have.
What do they think?
They think quite a lot of things. I shall read you what they've said. One lady said, I would love to do Zoe, but the price is prohibitive for me at the moment. I'm desperate to learn how to eat for my body and I'm saving up for it. It sounds fascinating to me and like it would actually work as it's tailored to the individual. Well, yeah, it's very bespoke. And that is also what I like about it.
Can I just put a pause in that just to say that I'm about to take a drink? And I know that you're good. Will you get annoyed or am I allowed to
I don't know how loudly you're planning on sipping.
Am I allowed to hydrate myself?
Yeah, away from the microphone, yeah.
Okay.
I'll carry on reading while you gulp.
It's all right.
Someone else said, yes, it sounds good, but I can't afford it either. Also, I would have to know that the advice is up to date and unbiased. I sort of suspect using my own blood sugar monitor would get a similar result. Well, it would, but how would you take the readings yourself? Don't know. One lady says, I'm trying it at the moment. It's not cheap, but it's definitely improved my diet and the results have given me reassurance in terms of my gut health and my blood sugar responses.
Oh, great.
I do feel better, less bloated for sure. You can add your own recipes just by pasting links to them. So that's pretty cool. The emphasis is eating plants and reducing the amount of processed foods you eat and eating more of the stuff that's good for you. There's no calorie counting, which as a perpetual dieter has been both freeing and disconcerting.
Yeah.
They place more emphasis on the things you can eat rather than what you can't. I found some of the scoring surprising and I definitely am making more of an effort. The recipes are good and no bonkers ingredients so far.
I love all that. Yeah. I think that sums it up beautifully because it is about just adding more plants, adding more healthy whole foods into your diet and sticking to the things that just help your blood sugar and help you to thrive. Much better.
One lady said, I've been listening to the Zoe podcast since episode one.
Okay.
And I find their studies and advice really useful. I signed up for the study and I got through to the waiting list, but only then I got the cost. Unfortunately, it's too inaccessible.
Yeah, I wonder if they... Did Federica say that they were looking into that?
Yeah, so what Federica was saying was that they do like to try and give as much free advice as they can. So there is the podcast, that's which right. obviously is free. There is also a blog and there is loads and loads of information online. And she said that she hopes that the more and more people do it, they're going to be able to try and bring the cost down a bit. Because understandably, it is the price is off-putting for some people.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
But I really do think that it is value for money. And I get that if you can't afford it, but absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's not one of those things that's like a lot of things are in the wellness world that can be really expensive and they're just not a good service for what you get. But this is not that. I think it's a really thorough testing program. I think the results are very accurate and I think you get a lot of support on the way.
You do. And I like the fact it's based on science. It's not just some crackpot theory that some personal trainer has thought up.
You've got serious professors and scientists and nutritionists on board with this and I love that. And it makes you feel very safe.
Absolutely. And for me as a non-dieter, I like the fact that there's no banning of anything, because as soon as I'm told I can't eat that, even if I don't like it, that's obviously the only thing I want to go and eat. So I really like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's an important part of the mental game.
Yeah.
With food.
Yeah, it is.
So how many of our clubbers have actually tried the programme?
3%.
Oh, goodness. Okay, low. Well, it's very new and it's very expensive.
61% have not and 36% said they haven't tried it, but they would like to.
Okay. Great. Quite interesting.
Actually, my neighbour cornered me on the doorstep the other day and said, I hear you've got a podcast and I heard you doing the Zoe and I really want to do the Zoe. I said, well, go on, you've got a discount code on my show, go ahead and do it.
Hold on, your neighbour said, I hear you've got a podcast,
yes,
and I hear you're working with Zoe,
yes.
Where does she hear these things from?
He.
Huh, interesting. Where did he hear these things from?
His wife, I believe.
It's interesting that the fact that we're working with Zoe after 4 years has like pricked his interest.
Mm. Well, he is like, he does go jogging quite a lot. He's young. He's really invested in his health. So I think this is, you know, something that's more interesting for him. Mm. And he was very upset that we got sent so many dash and he didn't receive any. So I said, listen, if I get any other freebies, he said, listen, you can think of me as the local food bank if you like. You can give me any of the freebies you get.
Well, there is actually a local food bank, which probably needs your freebies more than he does.
I know. But he's very sweet. So I said, if anything comes up I don't want, I'll be sure to knock
sweet.
On.
Sweet.
He's really sweet. He's lovely.
I'm sure he is very sweet. But actually all he's doing is hitting you up for freebies.
That's okay.
Is he actually listening to the show? Has he subscribed? Has he written in a review? Is he helping us in any way?
Ben, can you just write a review and subscribe to the show, please?
Ben, where am I looking? Where's my camera? There. Ben.
Yeah.
Come on, Ben. Just like, if you want the freebies, you've got to put in some work, mate. Actually, I was at a party on Saturday night and I saw people that I hadn't seen for a very, very long time. And everybody was asking me, how's the podcast going? How's the podcast going? And all the men that I was speaking to, they were like, oh, how's the podcast going? Congratulations, I see you're doing really well. I'm like, oh, thanks. Have you listened? Mm-hmm. Not one man had listened.
No.
But they felt so uncomfortable to say that they hadn't. And I was only teasing every time I said, have you listened? Because I knew they hadn't.
No.
And I said, don't worry, you're not our demographic, but there are a few that you could listen to that would probably educate you.
And also, do you want all of those men knowing all the many things that we've discussed on this show? Do you know what I mean? There's some people I just don't want to listen to this show.
But the thing is that you don't think about those things, do you? So when you go out in public and there's people I haven't seen for 20 years and they all know I have a podcast, they could have listened to it. They could know all sorts of personal, intimate things about me. That I wouldn't really necessarily want them to know.
But that's really on us for talking about them.
Of course. Well, it's not on them.
No, it's not.
Of course it's on us. But I actually never thought about that.
Well, don't let it restrict you, because otherwise it'll be a very dull show.
What could they possibly know? What would they know? What is the worst thing that you've said on this show that you wouldn't want someone that you haven't seen for 20 years to
know
about
you?
You
know the answer to that. You know. Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
I mean, now you're going to make me say it again.
I don't. Well, give me a clue. Okay, don't tell me yet. Let me see if I can guess. Give me a clue. Is it about your nunny?
Yep. It's nunny based, yeah.
Well, not the vabbing.
No, I don't mind about the vabbing.
Oh, I know. You got a Tampax stuck up you.
For 12 days.
For 12 days.
Yeah, ended up at the hospital, yeah.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
Really? I think you've said worse than that.
I don't think I have.
I think you have.
Okay, what's the worst thing you've said?
I don't think I've really said anything bad, have I? I don't think there's nothing springing to mind that I wish I hadn't said.
Okay, you haven't got a podcast regret.
No. You know what, listeners? Why don't you write into us to tell us?
Oh my God, no. This is a bad idea. Retract that statement immediately.
I hadn't even finished it.
I know what you're going to say. I don't want to be reminded of the terrible and embarrassing things that both of us have shared. Then I'm going to get a vulnerability hangover.
Yeah, no,
I learned that phrase from the telly on the weekend.
No, you didn't. You learned it from Brené Brown.
I didn't. I learned it from the Great Celebrity Detox show.
You
from
didn't.
Kerry Katona.
You learned it from Brené Brown because we've said that phrase before. Well, you did not learn it from Kerry Katona.
I'll say it.
She did
it
not come
better.
Out with vulnerability hangover. She did not.
No, she probably didn't come out with
she
it.
She didn't.
No.
It was Brené Brown.
Okay. If you say so. I'll say it was Brené Brown because that sounds a lot more sophisticated than Kerry Katona.
Or Celebrity Bake Off.
Celebrity Bake Off, Celebrity Detox.
What was Celebrity Detox.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was her vulnerability hangover?
Oh my God. Listen, there's 8 hour long episodes. It would take 8 podcasts to even go through.
Is this why you didn't phone me back yesterday?
Yeah, that's why, because I was watching 8 hours of the big Celebrity Detox.
Well, it's a bit weird. Right. So listen to this, clubbers. Basically, we are in the midst of an enormous piece of work.
We are.
Okay? And there was something that we were doing with it that wasn't working and it needed all shifting around and I felt I wanted to take it in one direction, but obviously I had to discuss it with my partner first. I couldn't just carry on if I didn't have her permission and her support to go in the way that I felt it needed to go. But what did Lauren do? She disappeared, literally disappeared for like 24 hours. And then she eventually texted me back saying, oh, I've got, I can't remember, a preteen and whatever you said, I've got a preteen and I can't speak. And that was it. That was the end of it. That was the end of it. I'll call you soon, I think she said. Yes.
I don't even think I said that.
Shall I pull it up? Let's pull it up.
I just said I can't speak.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't. I didn't
you said
think
can't
so.
Speak in a pre-teen situation.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
What you said. And I took that as she'll call me later. But guess what? She didn't. And that was at 2:04 on a Monday afternoon. 2:04. And then I said to her, look, I can't move on with this until I've spoken to you, so call me when you can. And she just didn't. And then this morning, she didn't even fucking call me this morning. Like, normally she'd get up, she'd fucking call me. She didn't call me. 9 o'clock, no fucking phone call, no text. I'm like, where the fuck is she? So then I sent you some gifts, didn't I?
You did, yeah.
Sent you some gifts.
Yeah, they were good.
They were good, weren't they?
Yeah, they made me laugh. They made me laugh.
The gifts were good. They were, are you alive? Like knocking on the window.
From Finding Nemo.
Are you alive?
Yeah.
Then the next one was me knocking on the window like a, like, there we go. There you go. Like
yeah,
a little
good.
Yeah. And then it was hello. Remember me? Hello? Like, where the fuck are you? So then she wrote back, Clubbers. I swear to God, this is exactly what she said. I haven't spoken to her in 24 hours, okay? Nice gift work, full stop. Yes, full stop. Alive, full stop.
But here I am. And everything's fine.
So then... I'm finished.
Oh.
So then... Did you call me? No, you didn't call me. You didn't call me then. You went on a dog walk. You still didn't call me. It's not like we have anything to discuss. It's okay. I'm only your work wife, your business partner. It's nothing is going on in our lives. So then I thought, right, well, I'm leaving her. Obviously, she just does not want to speak to me, which is fine. Not really, but okay. So then she says, oh, I was like, are you picking me up? I got the timing of the studio wrong. That was on me. And she's like, oh, I'm just walking the dog. I'll get back to you. And I thought, well, no, we're supposed to be there in 10 minutes. So then she calls me. She calls me to tell me I was wrong. That's why she called me. That's what got her to pick up the phone.
I panicked that you'd got the time right and I'd got it wrong, and that I was in the middle of a field and we were supposed to be in the studio in 10 minutes time, but actually I'd got the time right and it was all okay. Look, here I am. Everything's fine.
Everything's fine. She just disappeared. Okay. No one knows where she went.
I actually think the moral of the story is it's just not worth the effort not calling you back, because then I just get all of this backlash. Don't like to be...
Sorry. Backlash? Is it backlash?
Yeah.
Really? Is it?
You don't like to be ignored, do you?
I can't stand it. Well, to be fair to you, you didn't ignore me.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. No. You were just shutting down, and you are within your rights to do that, because that is your boundary. So I'm just saying...
Hashtag self-care.
Okay. Hashtag really important. Also, I'm on board with it. I just, like... Where the fuck was she? Where the fuck did she go?
Just missed me. I just went AWOL, didn't I?
You just went AWOL.
You don't need 24 hours. Not
to,
even.
To give it... To
it's
give
like
it,
18 hours.
To give it context, Lauren and I are either together or we are on the phone.
It's true.
Right?
It's true.
So, and if we're not on the phone, I very much always know your movements. I know where you are. I was just about to say, I always know what you're wearing.
You have a tracker on me.
I just always know what you're doing, whether you're on the school run or you've got parents' evening or you're going out with your friend for dinner in town. I always know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I am your work wife.
Yeah.
So when you just disappear, it feels a bit discombobulating. I'm like, where am I in the world?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That actually feels better now. That was a good therapy session, wasn't it, for you? That's nice.
I feel a lot better.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, why don't we go to a break so we can have a hug? We can hug it out and then we'll come back for the wellness news.
I'll reassure you with a nice little pat.
Okay. Then.
This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise, and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes, and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit, and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/self-care club.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/self-care club, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
Notion.com/self-care club.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Wellness News Flash.
Okay. Well, she didn't give me a hug. And she didn't even give me a fucking pat, let me
just
tell you.
Just gave you a glare across yeah. the desk.
Right, okay, well,
it's about bed.
Is
linen?
It about friendship?
No, it's about bed linen. It's about bed linen. It's right. A Scandi trend.
Ooh, I love a Scandi trend.
I'd love to know what you think of this, because I think you're going to be like one way or the other way. Should you air your duvet outside?
Oh, nice.
The Scandi trend that is viral on TikTok.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about that?
I feel fine about it.
Okay, when you make your bed in the morning.
I just think the Scandis have got it all the right way round. I really do. I think they know how to do life better than anybody.
I'm going to read you this and I want to know your thoughts. Most of us know making your bed first thing in the morning has implications when it comes to hygiene. Whilst we shower and dress, most of us know.
I don't know what implications it has.
Most of us fold back our covers to let the bed breathe for a bit.
Yes, I've done that this morning.
But rarely does that extend to taking your duvet outside and hanging it on the line.
Yes,
that,
effort.
That is what our friends in Scandinavia are doing. This element of their cleaning ritual is deeply rooted in their culture, and the idea has been intriguing users on TikTok in every corner of the world. The practice of airing bedding outside is rooted in cultural tradition and
you know,
very common.
That saying, don't air your dirty laundry.
In public.
Yeah.
Mm.
Is that where this comes from?
I don't know. It's about harnessing the powers of fresh air and sunlight to battle moisture, odours and bacteria that build in your bed while you are asleep. Because, you know, when we're asleep, we release a lot of, like, moisture and sweat and it can accumulate. And so then when you air it, you're drying the bedding and preventing all of that.
Drying the bedding? Sorry.
Yeah. How wet are these duvets?
How much do you sweat?
I actually don't at all.
No, I don't either. So what do you mean drying?
Well, that's what it says here.
Stick it in the tub.
Airing it out helps dry the bedding and prevent the growth of mould. Who's got mould on their duvet? Jesus.
Sorry. Do they just not wash their bed sheets once a week?
This is the duvet, not the sheets they're talking about. And if it's raining, apparently, you can just hang it near an open window. What do you think about this? Could you be bothered to take your
How
duvet outside?
How to air it for?
Well, yes. 2 to 4 hours of exposure to sunlight and fresh air.
A week.
A day.
A day?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we do not have the climate for that sort of shit. We don't. We do not have the climate.
Let's say we did.
Well, we don't.
Would you do it?
Well, we don't.
Would you do it?
Was irrelevant because we don't. Would I do it? No. Of course, fuck that. Would I do it and drag my duvet? Have I got to take the sheet off as well and then put the sheet back on?
No, just the duvet.
You keep saying just the duvet, but my duvet has a sheet on it.
Yeah, duvet cover.
Yes.
Yeah, so you would take that and hang that all outside. You would leave
in
the
one
sheet.
Piece.
Yeah, in one piece.
You wouldn't have to take the
duvet
cover off.
No.
Would I hang it up? No, because then I'm going to put it on the garden furniture and I just don't think my garden furniture is that clean. Where are you going to put it? I don't have a washing line.
I would do it if I slept in a single bed, but I've got a super king-size duvet and dragging that motherfucker downstairs and out into the garden
for
2 to 4 hours
and then it's raining and then you're like, oh, and then I've got to stick it in the tumble dryer.
Maybe a bird poos on it or maybe the dog
poo on it.
Dog walks across it and it's on the floor. Wind blows it over.
Yeah. And Miley would like nestle herself into it.
So you do air your bed?
I've air my bed a lot, yes.
Okay.
Do you?
When I remember. But often I'm just in a like, get up, make the bed mood.
Yeah, but can I tell you a little life hack?
Go on.
It is easier to air the bed than it is to make the bed.
Of course, because you just fold it back in half.
You don't have to tuck it in and with the pillows and everything else. I've still put all my scatter cushions up. It looks very nice.
How many scatter cushions have you got?
I have 5. How many do you have?
I have 3. And actually, it's become a bit of a marital issue.
Ooh.
Yep.
Right.
I bought 2 of the 3 scatter cushions because they match the rug in our room. Ollie has got a problem with them because they have tassels and he is tassel phobic.
What is tassel phobic?
Yeah.
What does tassel phobic look like?
He just hates tassels
right.
on anything. Rugs, curtains, or clearly cushions.
I've got a jacket.
Yeah.
That is full of tassels.
Mm, he would not like
so
that.
So I think next time we go out for dinner, I might wear it.
But I don't think he would say to you, Nicole, I hate
no,
your
but
jacket.
I'm just going to do a little,
just a little shimmy. And then just say, does this remind you of anything in bed? And he'll know exactly what you mean. He'll
yes,
say,
but my husband wouldn't, and it would sound very weird.
It'd be hilarious.
It would not be hilarious.
So he often threatens to cut the tassels off the cushions.
Why don't you just get cushions without tassels?
Because they match the rug. They're like really nice. I like them. Well, he doesn't. It's a problem.
It's not a problem. You just get rid of them because it is his bedroom too.
I don't want to get rid of them. I like them. I think that's
I think
too
if
harsh.
Adam was had a phobia.
No, it's not a phobia. He just doesn't like them.
Okay.
He just doesn't like them.
All right. Well, you put the word phobic in there.
Well, I because I wanted something that sounded good with tassel. Okay, he's a tassel hater.
A tassel tussler. No. There's better words that go with tassel. Like he hates the hassle of the tassel.
Yeah. And also he says that if he wants to like lean back on it, then the tassel bit's on his head and he doesn't like it.
He doesn't like the feeling of a tassel.
No. Good thing I don't wear them on my nipples.
I reckon he'd be all right with those tassels. Don't you? I reckon he'd forego his little phobia.
I don't know.
Can you, well, try it and let us know.
I have.
And you have not.
I have.
Where did you get nipple tassels from?
On a hen night.
Anyway, let's move on to recommendation of the week.
Okay.
Recommendation of the week.
I want to tell you what I'm reading.
Okay.
It is called Wellmania, Misadventures in the Search for Wellness, and it is by Bridget Delaney.
Lovely.
There's also a Netflix show called Wellmania. It's not... They're
I haven't
not
started that yet.
They're not quite the same, actually. The book is different from the show. The show is more sort of tightened up to make good TV. The book is a little longer and more... more explanations in it about things. It's great. You will love it. And as soon as I finish it, I'm going to give it to you because
great.
You'll be totes into it.
Is it a holiday read?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
It is.
So I'll read that on holiday. I wish you were watching Vanderpump Rules because it's basically been everywhere. It's been
I know
all over social media.
Yeah.
It's been all over Bravo. It's been in every interview that I've
read.
I mean, it has been so epic.
Mm.
And I'm going to say, for the people that are listening and watching Vanderpump Rules, I'm going to say, I feel it's been a bit of a letdown.
Oh.
Yes.
After
all
the build-up?
I feel it's a lot of hype.
I mean, it's all I've heard about.
I
don't even watch it.
The was much better than the actual reality of it.
Oh, okay. They bigged it up for the numbers.
And it worked. Because it
well,
got...
Well, I mean, it's everywhere in my feed and I don't even watch the show.
Exactly. And it got me into Vanderpump Rules. Mm. So it was very clever.
Okay.
So there we go. I need to speak to somebody who's actually watching it. I was going to text your sister-in-law about it.
You should have done.
I just thought it sounded a bit weird.
She'd love someone to talk to about it because she tries to talk to me about it.
Has she watched the reunion though?
I can't answer that because she tries to talk to me about it. I'm like, dude, I don't watch the show. She's like, please, please.
But you don't understand. You've got two of your closest friends telling you how much you would love it.
I know, but I don't have the time for all of these shows.
No, you need to drop some of the shit that you're watching.
Well, now Succession's ended.
Succession.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we can. Let's
how
talk about
good?
Oh, but hold on.
Oh, yeah?
Just to say that we're about to put spoilers in. So if you haven't watched the finale or you haven't watched any of Succession...
Don't listen, fast forward 3 minutes because we're going to spoil the ending.
We're going to spoil everything because everything is going to be in this.
Yeah.
That has been in the series.
Yeah. Oh, that's very good of you to put that in. Well done.
Yeah, because if you haven't watched Succession, just you're welcome. Enjoy it. It's one of the best TV series I've ever seen.
It's so good.
Up there with Breaking Bad. It's that good. It's
agreed.
That good. So just go and watch it. And also because... This finale was the absolute pinnacle of the entire series.
It really was.
It wrapped everything up.
I really want to play this voice note from my son.
Oh, go on.
He sent me this a week ago. If you've watched the last episode, it will totes make sense to you. Listen to this.
Also, I saw a tweet and about... like characters in TVs or films surnames, and usually they're either a metaphor for something or they're just a common name like Smith, but Roy is a weather commonish name and means king, so it kind of makes sense. But Wormsgams, Wormsgams is a very peculiar name, and this woman found out that there was a baseball player called Bill Wormsgams in like the 1930s. And the unique thing about Bill Wormsgams is that he's the only player ever to do this thing in baseball where you get where you take out three players, you get them all out in one play, right? Wormsgams takes out the big three, Roman, Shiv, Kendall, and becomes CEO. Ooh.
Oh, Max, you were right. He was right.
Brilliant. I always thought it was quite a strange surname.
And there was reason for it.
I'm also going to, now that we're still in Recommendation of the Week,
yeah,
go and listen to the Succession podcast, the HBO Succession podcast, because yeah, they debrief everything and it's incredible and they get the writers on and the exec producers on and the directors and the actors and it's just brilliant. So they... The finale is two parts. I've listened to the first part today and they had Ken, the actor who plays Kendall.
Jeremy Strong.
And the actor who played Madsen.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, he was great.
He was in the vampire thing in True Blood. He was so sexy in that.
He's not sexy in this.
He was in that. He was unreal.
He's not.
He's a brilliant actor.
Brilliant. They're all brilliant.
Yeah.
They're all brilliant. And I think Shiv was just remarkable in this episode. I think she was remarkable in this entire season.
Yeah.
But it just did a whole, it just went through everything. It closed every single storyline that you had about every single one of them. And you got so much more depth and knowledge about who they were as people as well, didn't you?
It was a wonderful wrap up. And I didn't feel disappointed and I didn't feel let down. You know, sometimes a show that you love ends and you're left feeling really wanting. Like, I know I didn't watch Game of Thrones, but everyone went insane that the ending was so terrible. There was a petition to rewrite it. Yeah. But with this, I felt completely satisfied. Satiated.
Yes, but it wasn't a good ending for some of the characters. Like
they
didn't wrap it up in a way that everyone walked away happy.
That
which
was never
really
going to happen.
But that's not the show.
That was never going to happen.
What the show is about.
No.
And it was intrigue until the very end, and
a twist and everything.
And they behaved in a way as they did throughout the whole season. So why would they change it now? They're just always backstabbing each other when really, truthfully, at the heart of it, they're all just such broken people who just want love.
Right, what are we doing next week?
We are trying out an app called Ahead.
Yes, and it deals with anger
and emotions and things like that. So it's going to be interesting and that's what we're doing. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. If you want to be in touch, hello at theselfcareclub.co.uk. Come follow us on all our social channels. Come join our Facebook group. All the links are below in our show notes. And hopefully we will see you somewhere around because we are everywhere, aren't we?
Everywhere.
And we'll be back on Monday with a new show.
See you then.